Time magazine has labeled the following people Man of the Year. Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938, and Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II, 405,000 of whom were American soldiers, and 12 million of whom were exterminated through the Holocaust. Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union, who was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as a kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Stalin said, "America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold: its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within." Nikita Khrushchev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita Khrushchev was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Joseph Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous he had to be removed by his subordinates. Nikita Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. We all know Nixon was to be impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Henry Kissinger was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. Kissinger is a known globalist in support of a new world order. And Bob Chapman, editor of the International Forecaster, who spent 3 years in the United States Army counterintelligence, said that Kissinger is a known pedophile in other countries. He quoted the cover of Italy's Osservatore Romano as stating, "Henry Kissinger's in town, hide your children." And of course, America, you wouldn't see that kind of a headline here. Kissinger was also quoted as saying, "Of your military, America, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy." Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. The Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Using the youth, he headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents, as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who was accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling its executions. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1987 and 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its dissolution in 1991. He is a self-proclaimed atheist, and his globalist ideology is being taught in over 10,000 American schools through his socialized program called GLOBE. And now we come to Barack Hussein Obama, declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and 2012. Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Barack Hussein Obama has been the most destructive president in America. He is known as the most biblically hostile president. He's attempted to attack the foundations of America over and over, to tear down the Constitution and attempt to recreate it in his own image. He has been labeled America's first gay president, is a shameless advocate of the murder of children in the womb, even attempting to force private institutions to fund it, and has abused his power over and over in an attempt to strip American citizens of their Second Amendment right to bear arms. Obama is following in pursuit of dictators, aforementioned by Time magazine. And after seeing who Time is awarding, one must ask, who are they working for?
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, the most illegally censored show host in America. No question about it. So what do? The more they afflict us, the more we what? The more we multiply. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. Indeed, folks, that's exactly what we're doing. Put up a billboard, friends. Get into the papers. Start putting ads out locally. Win your communities. Win your counties. Win your cities. Win your states, friends. That's how you have to do it. Win the United States of America, because we are more than able to overcome, said Yeshua, and so are we in Jesus' name. Just wanted to highlight some of the things that are going on real quick before we get back to some of the things I'm going to explain. I want to play out some of that Nancy Schaefer audio video that we were playing yesterday, just so you can understand the extremities of CPS. But we're just going to cover a plethora of topics today, just for the sake of trying to get caught up. I do want to say this before we get going here. We are at the Minnesota State Fair. This is year 16. We are on the bottom floor, row 3, east end of the grandstand. If you're in the 5-state area, come visit us. The Minnesota State Fair, potential of 3.1 million people. Go ahead and check out Mark 16:15, Luke 19:10, Matthew 4:19. The list goes on. You'll understand, again, what I'm sharing with you. But again, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. We've got 6 days to go. 6 days to go. We're halfway through right now. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 12 hours, you are in that lane, friends. You cannot get out of it. And I'll tell you what, boy, oh boy, does it get busy, and that's where we're at right now. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check out some of the visuals, I'm going to share with you videos, so on and so forth, images, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Let me remind you, I say this all the time, I just wish you would listen to me, friends. If you want to call in, please don't wait until the last segment, unless you have to. 281-845-4704. Why is that so important? Because I don't want you to get to something at the end of the show and then have to end the show. This is the fastest hour on national radio. There's no doubt about it. Just ask those that have been with me for the years that we've been on the radio. But again, if you want to call in, please don't wait till the last segment. If you want to add 2, take away, contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4.
you can do that as well. 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, just so we all know that we're on the same page, right? Again, I just want to make clear that we're all on the same page. I had a guy the other day say to me after I played this video of this new controlled operative, and don't get me wrong, folks, people are coming to the realization. I even think that there's some like Candace Owen that are paying attention to what Bradley's saying. I really do believe she is, because she's starting to talk a lot like Bradley. She's starting to understand that these are all controlled operatives in the conservative movement. How couldn't it be? They're all saying the same things. They're all going the same direction. They're all talking about the same things concerning the bone that the CIA medium Mockingbird Media is throwing to them concerning the bone. They're parroting the topics. Well, I highlighted one of those, Nick Fuentes, I believe his name is. He's one that they're all making popular, all these CIA affiliates like Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. You guys did see the video of Tucker Carlson, right? Oh, maybe I should start the show off with that before I kick it off, because it was one of those. We hit them. See, folks, we're like ahead of the game here because of the Holy Ghost and the giftings here. And what's interesting is you can listen to us talk about some topics and then just give it a little time, and then you'll start noticing the controlled operatives. They'll start to hit the topics too because they have to. And what am I talking about? Well, they're starting to expose Tucker Carlson for his CIA affiliates, and namely his daddy that was a part of the CIA. And then what he had the audacity to do is sit in there and lie about it and say back in 2024 that he just learned that his dad was a part of the CIA. Well, he said the same thing in 2025. It's like, we need to get it straight here, don't we, Tucker? And I'm just seeing if I can find the article right now, because actually the video audio of Tucker actually admitting the fact that he is a CIA affiliate along with his daddy. But again, he's lying over and over and over again. I think that should be bothersome to anybody and everybody. But again, the conservatives of the day are starting to call Tucker Carlson out as a CIA affiliate. Of course they are. Another one is Sean Ayers, people. If they're not being censored, you need to understand that they are a part of the big boy club and the program. Matter of fact, it was actually Sean Ayers that brought it to the attention of the American people that Mr. Tucker Carlson is a part of the CIA. And they did this piece in an expose, but Sean Ayers said to him, "You're in this a lot deeper than I am." Concerning the CIA. Yes, folks, they're all telling you who they're working for, who they're a part of, and what it is that they mean to bring forth. Again, if they got a free hand, folks, you need to understand they got a free hand because they're a part of the big boy club. And folks, I'm going to have to look during the break to see if I can find it, because right now I'm not able to find it, and I thought I actually had it up, and I do have it. And it's important that I play this for you, but I can't find it right now. And I'm trying to figure out if I put it under another name. Forgive me, because I will get it up here sooner or later in the sense of what it is that we need to hear concerning Tucker Carlson. But I guess the point is, more than not, friends, that they are now starting to call him out for being a CIA affiliate. And Tucker Carlson was blatantly busted lying about it on two different occasions, that he is a part of the CIA, namely that his daddy was a part of it. Folks, he ain't worth $400 million because he's not a part of the plan. He's not out there in front of your face all day long because he's not a part of what they mean to control concerning the narrative. That's all Tucker has to do, is talk about one of the narratives that they mean him to stick upon, getting him off as a distractor from the topics, like, for example, smoke and mirrors, so you don't actually pay attention to what he is a part of. That's what's happening, okay? So anyways, what we're going to do is we're going to go over to Nick Fuentes, and I want to just highlight this really quick because, again, I think it's important that people understand what I deal with here on the radio show continuously, and it looks like I got a hard break coming up on me. So on the other side of this break, I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to show you exactly, again, what I have to deal with on radio all day long.
how they say I said when I didn't say what they said I said, right? You get it. 281-845-4704.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Schoolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Guess what I found, friends?
Yes. Yes.
What they're doing now is they're telling on each other in the public eye. CIA agent Sean Ryan, you guys all seen his show, right? Boy, why is he so popular? Let me say it again. Former CIA agent Sean Ryan tells Tucker Carlson, "You're a lot more on the inside than I am." Are you listening, folks? This isn't far-fetched. This isn't speculative. This is factual information. The people that are influencing the people in this country are those that are doing what they're told to do. They say they're not, but they are. I'll tell you, another CIA asset is James O'Keefe. What are they doing? They have the American people chasing their tail. Listen, this is the difference between this show than any other show in the country. And I'm not trying to be exclusive, but it is exclusive. We're giving you answers. We're telling you. If you want it to stop, here's the reference to the law that condemns what they're highlighting, what they're having fun with, what they're debating over, what their opinions are, who their favorite politicians are. That's all they're doing. They're distractors. They're entertainers. Do you know what the word tain derived from entertain means? It means to stop from entering in. Guess what they're doing? They're stopping the American people from entering in the righteousness that the Lord has promised to them if they were willing to obey him. It's just that simple, Proverbs 7:2. But here, let me play it for you. I love this because, again, what they're doing is they're telling on each other, and they're doing this publicly. Listen carefully. I didn't say this. I didn't tell them to say it. They said it.
Just get done also with the deals that just happened over there, or was this earlier? You would probably know.
No, I don't know.
You don't?
I've not made $1 in the Middle East, not one.
Well, I mean, you're a lot more on the inside than I am.
And no. I'm just a visitor and a traveler and a watcher.
No, he's lying to you, friends. He's not a visitor and a traveler. Listen, he's telling you who these people are. I have another piece here, and that wasn't the one that I wanted to highlight as much as the one that I'm looking for right now concerning Tucker Carlson and Sean Ryan talking, basically telling on each other about being as far as the CIA goes. And thank you, Lord. I just happened to find it. You ready for this one? Listen to this carefully just to prove the point. We didn't plan this.
Same
this
for
is
a long
what
time.
We're being led to do.
Listen. For years, Tucker Carlson is clearly a CIA asset. You don't get into Fox and then get out and get like this audience of like the entire world and say things that are, you know, a little bit edgy and make tons of money.
$400 million.
Unless you're in the big club. And it's actually starting to come out now. Like, he recently said that he was shocked to discover his dad was in the CIA upon his death in March 2025. But here he is in June 2024, like a year earlier, admitting his father was CIA. So he said he only found out in 2025 after his father died. But here he is in 2024 saying he knew his dad was CIA.
And so when I applied to CIA, and I've taken a lot of crap, including from Putin, like, oh, you're from a CIA family. Well, yeah, obviously my father worked
obviously,
in conjunction with CIA. I mean, that's what that is. And I tried to join the CIA, but I'm not being false about it.
And he's attacking my dad as a CIA, his dad's in the CIA or whatever. And I'm like, well, that's no, untrue.
This is in
2025. And I learned
2025.
Actually, yeah, you know, was involved in that world.
He's lying, shocked by folks.
Like, here's Tucker Carlson with an ex-CIA agent. CIA agent says to him, you're a lot more on the inside than me. That's interesting. Like, he's like an ex-CIA agent. He's saying Tucker Carlson's more on the inside than he is. Listen to Tucker's response, and I want you to pay attention to this.
Alex Jones as well, people.
It's in these moments that you actually can see what's actually going on.
Like, just get done also with the deals that just happened over there? Or was this earlier? You would probably know.
No, I don't know.
You don't?
They're being careful.
I've not made $1 in the Middle East, not one.
Tucker
well,
is.
Well, I mean, you're a lot more on the inside than I am.
And no. I'm just a visitor and a traveler and a watcher, but I don't, you know.
He's a liar, folks. How does the CIA operate? In covert. That's what they do. Again, if you know their names, and I'm talking about for the wrong reasons, those that are putting themselves up to be what they're not. They're operating covert style. They're a part of the CIA, or they're controlled by the CIA. Remember Udo Ufgat, who told us that any major player in the media is controlled by the CIA, and then a year later he's dead? He wrote a book on it exposing the CIA. Matter of fact, he repented about being a part of it. That's what he repented for. So let me go over here to Nick Fuentes. I guaranteed another controlled operative. Alex Jones is promoting him. Tucker Carlson's promoting him. They're all promoting him simultaneously because he's the new up and coming, because they need new fresh blood. And why do they need new blood? Because they see the likes of Ben Shapiro. They see the likes of Charlie Kirk. They see the likes of Alex Jones. They're being called out. People are discovering who they are, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. People are beginning to understand. It's a mercy of God, Luke 12:2. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, some might be whining right now, like some do. Well, Bradley, did you just say Alex Jones? Yeah. Oh, hey, did you know that when we were on Genesis Communication Networks, they have gauges? And the gauges were, who are the top shows out of the 65 show hosts that they had? Did you know that this show had 68% more viewership than Alex Jones did? Did you hear what I said? You want to talk about being on the inside? You want to tell me how that guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars? They're players, people. They're players. And the bottom line is people need to figure this out. Notice how Alex Jones, when he was allegedly under attack for Sandy Hook, wasn't it interesting how Tucker Carlson pulled him right up during that particular time? Isn't it interesting that his net worth, friends, is more than it was before he was allegedly sued for Sandy Hook? Wasn't it interesting after he met Donald Trump, all of a sudden how he's being promoted? Yep, people aren't paying attention, are they? People aren't paying attention. How's that guy got $1 million, $2 million platform? You better start asking some real questions, friends, because there's still people out there that don't understand that he is a controlled operative concerning the CIA, and he's affiliated with the CIA. I'm talking about Alex Jones. We had David Knight on the show. David Knight's the one that sent the video over, and I played the video for you several times where Alex is saying, I am the CIA. Of course he is. He's a con man, and he won't answer real questions. Do you guys remember William Cooper back in the 90s? He called him out as a shill right off the bat. See, nobody listens until they suffer the abuse of the one that they didn't take heed to. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that William Cooper, if you'd have took heed to what he said, you wouldn't be suffering the abuse of a con man today named Alex Jones. He's just one of them. Well, Bradley, you're making him more famous. No, I'm not. If you're that foolish for me to tell you that this is who this guy is, this is who he claims to be, and you keep listening to him, that's on you, not on me. That's ignorance on your part. You lack prudence, which means wisdom in the way of caution. You lack discretion. You're a fool for your pains. That's what I'm saying to you. My goodness, people. Oh, but he says good things. Yeah, they all do, don't they? But would you eat a steak with poison in it? Absolutely not. Would you feast on it? Nope, absolutely not. And isn't it interesting? They all claim to be Christians. Almost every one of them, except Ben Shapiro. They all claim to be Christians. Everyone, listen to them. Really? I'm trying to figure out where Christ is in their profession. They call him Lord, Lord, right? But they do not the things that the Lord commanded them to do. My goodness. Okay, so I want to get over to Nick Fuentes, and I want you to get over to this because, interestingly enough, I had a little crybaby, and I hope you're listening to me today, too, because you're a coward is what you are. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that what this individual said to me was the day after, of course they don't call in, and I played it at the beginning of the show, not the end of the show, so they had plenty of time to confront me, okay? This person said to me, he said marriage, not marry. He said unsubscribing. I said, it's exactly what he said, very clearly. I said, you are incorrect. Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm going to play the video audio for you from Nick Fuentes on the other side so you can understand. It's exactly what he said. This is what people do. They misconstrue the things I say. I have to clarify. If you want to argue the point, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And Doug.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I think I gave, well, at least sufficient time for the little crybaby to call in, right? About what I'm highlighting here. Yeah, I just want to make clear. Let me do one thing real quick. I just want you to...
That's why they're admitting the new forced inoculations coming
listen carefully.
Next year will actually maim and kill a lot of people because Bill Gates knows he can't hide it. That's why Trump is taking control of the process, saying he's going to have...
Wasn't Alex Jones, by the way, promoting the shot? Yeah, he was. Just hang on a second. He talks about how he was a part of the CIA.
Early vaccine from a company that doesn't make one that is so dangerous or that doesn't change our DNA. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing, but I understand what he's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak. Attenuated classic virus.
Okay, so what he said and what he did were two different stories. He promotes the shot, but just hang on a second.
With a very low amount of adjuvant in it. And what is adjuvant? It makes your body have an autoimmune response. Because a lot of times if a vaccine's weak, which again doesn't hurt you as bad, you're not going to have the autoimmune response. You're not going to form antibodies. So they've got to give you the squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that,
And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a...
Sugar water. 30 million people are dead, proving the point of who he is.
Attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Abso-frickin-lutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. Trump's looking at basically...
He's lying. He's absolutely lying. He's promoting nonsense, a non-issue.
Water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Abso-frickin-lutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated...
Promoting the shot, Alex Jones.
COVID deal? Abso-frickin-lutely.
Okay, that was that. And then this is the one I really want you to hear, because this is the one that we get our little crybabies crying over concerning Alex Jones, okay? That he's not CIA. Listen carefully.
No, Joe, I'm with the CIA. We're not saying you're with the CIA. And I wasn't with the CIA 25 years ago when I started out. I was with good elements of the CIA when Donald Trump got elected and tried to take the country back from the globalists, because we're under globalist control. The communist Chinese, the EU, Hollywood, the big banks, they say they run this country and they broke its back. So forget the CIA. It's bigger than Coca-Cola. Talking about the CIA like it's mysterious or cool is like talking about the post office. The CIA gets its talking points from me, Joe, and other patriots. Not the other way around.
Are you seeing how he's admixturing the doctrine, friends? See, here, let me go back, because I'm going to hit something in a couple minutes concerning what he was highlighting concerning the vaccinations. Keep in mind what Truman said. Back in 47, he would have had nothing to do with the CIA because he knew it was the American version of the Gestapo. You just heard him say that he's CIA. I am CIA. I wasn't with them 25 years ago. His dad's affiliated, by the way. But what's interesting to note is now he is. He's telling you he is. This is what we've been trying to tell you since day one. Okay. But again, I mean, for the times that it's come up, when I was on Genesis Communication Network's friends, I was constantly inundated with that question. Is he a shill? Is he a shill? Is he a shill? Is he a shill? There's no question he's a shill. How people don't see him for who he is what's mysterious to me, what's amazing to me. But I guess, how do you expect a blind man to see, right, when they're being led by the blind? Matthew 15:14. Okay, so let me go full circle, and then I'm going to come back to what I just said. I didn't plan that, but we're going to do that, okay? Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here's Nick Fuentes. Somebody just said to me, he said marriage, not marry. Unsubscribing, okay? I said, it's exactly what he said, very clearly. You are incorrect. Goodbye, I said. Okay? Listen carefully.
I have this idea that, you know, we all...
This guy is so confused.
It's scary. The Old Testament or the New Testament. Mm-hmm. The relationship between the New Testament and the Old Testament, it's not a sequel. The New Testament and the theology in it replaces...
Not at all.
The theology.
No, it doesn't replace anything. It fulfills. Mm.
So in the Old Testament, you have a religion that's based on the people of Israel. They make sacrifices at the temple. Mm-hmm. They have rabbis. They have the law. Mm-hmm. But when Jesus arrives, he changes everything.
Not at all. He fulfills everything.
We say that he is the law. The law is embodied.
Now listen carefully.
So the Jews are saying, well, the law of Moses says you have to stone this woman. And he says, well, I'm the law. He says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. He completes and fulfills and perfects the law. He personifies the law. In the same way that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, God gave us the law through Mary.
Okay, so did anybody misunderstand a thing he said? So the way that God gave us the law through Moses, he said right after that, verbatim, subtitled, God gave us the law through Mary. Is that what he said? I'm just asking. Is that what he said? Absolutely, it's what he said. Okay, so I get people out there that are offended. Why? Because I just kicked up against their idol that Scripture condemns in Jeremiah over and over again concerning the Queen of Heaven, because they don't want to be told that there's no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus. Let me say this for you idolaters out there that want to make the Queen of Heaven or Mary your mediator. Read the Bible. 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Why would you get mad at me for telling you that? Because you love the darkness. You hate the light. Let me ask you another thing. Now there's something here. Was Jesus crucified for your sins, or was Mary crucified for your sins? Do you understand how that's blasphemy in the face of a just and a holy God who sent his only son to die on the cross as the propitiation of the sins of the world to redeem us back to the Father through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, not his mother? There's even a point in Scripture where Jesus was preaching and a woman comes up to him and says, "Blessed are the paps that thou hast sucked." And what did Jesus say to her? He said, "Blessed are those that hear the word of God and do it." And do it. I want to tell you something. Christ is alive. He is not dead. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father even now. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father even now. And until we get back to him, all of this idolatry that people promote and all of this confusion, because that's exactly what Nick is promoting. The law came through Moses, but God gave us the law through Mary. Where are you at, dude? And people are listening to this confused, controlled operative, friends. Yep, they are. To their own demise, they are. Here's the thing. What you're witnessing right now, what you're hearing with your ears and what you're seeing with your eyes, is what a faithful witness does. You say to yourself, "I don't like the fact that you're telling me the truth." Let me say it this way. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Why do you have people in your life that don't tell you the truth? Why would you want people like that in your life that don't tell you the truth? I don't want people like that in my life. The Bible says a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. It's the truth that makes men free. Okay, so anyways, I'm going to stop there, and I'm just going to go ahead and leave it right there in your lap. Read Jeremiah 7:18, Jeremiah 44:17 and 19. People that Jeremiah was sent to, namely the children of Israel during that particular time, I believe it was the northern kingdom, were actually condemned and judged because they refused to leave their idols. And guess what their idols were in this particular case? The Queen of Heaven. So there's nothing new under the sun. If people would just merely read the Bible for themselves, they wouldn't be confused by what other people say. Oh my goodness, folks. Sharpen your sword. Stay in the word. Get in the fight. Because there's a lot of heretics out there. And you know what's interesting too is you even have heretics like Jack Hibbs talking about false teachers. And yet that's all I hear, at least for the most part. That's all I've heard from this guy thus far is heresies. I had some guy yesterday say, "Bradley, I don't know where you're getting your information concerning Jack Hibbs because you just got done writing about him." And I said, "How about his videos? Does that help? In context." I didn't take it out of context, what he said or what he's saying. And so what I did is I took the time and I went back to him. I didn't run from the fight. He said, your comments regarding Jack Hibbs are incorrect. "I don't know when you got your information," he said. He said, "where you got your information, but you need to do your homework before you write about a fellow follower of Christ." He's not following Christ. He's following the Schofield Bible. He's following Darby, who created the rapture. The guy's a heretic. What I've seen from Jack Hibbs, the guy's a heretic. And again, for the record, I've given him ample opportunities to jump on the show with us, to answer for himself. No, folks, he's on the shows of other heretics and Zionists because he's a Zionist, just like that of Charlie Kirk. Again, he's another one of those guys. Hey, folks, I'm the guy that nobody wants to meet at the table for some reason. I don't know why, and I'm not trying to puff myself up in any sense of the word. I'm not that stupid. But the fact of the matter is people, when are you going to figure out that these, again, are controlled operatives going back to. Okay, so I want to go full circle back to something that Alex Jones was talking about, comparing Operation Warp Drive and the vaccine that Trump was using as mere sugar water, okay? I'm going to highlight that when we come back, just so we can show you the fruit of what they're promoting and the fruit of what's actually happening out there, Matthew 7, 16, and 20. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. End of the road, one more segment. Let's hit as much as we possibly can. All right, I want to show you this. Well, Alex Jones was highlighting the fact that Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, who saved so many lives, who's responsible for the murder of over 30 million worldwide, okay? I just want you to hear that. He said it was just sugar water. That's what Alex wanted you to know. It's just sugar water. Here, this is every day of the week on the show. Kamara Annert, makeup artist and entrepreneur, dies suddenly at 56 years old. This is all brand new, folks. As I've said before, I could do this all day long. This is how many people are just falling over dead. Law graduate Letitia Paul dies at 22 years old. New York Post, brand new information. These are all the lives that Donald Trump has saved. This is just the sugar water that somehow or another didn't harm or affect these innocent people that took for face value the likes of those that have still gone unpunished. Here's another one. I'm not done yet. Died suddenly. A cause of death has been revealed for Kath Wharton, the 41-year-old rugby star and mother of four. She's dead now because of that sugar water that Alex Jones was promoting. Okay? Don't tell me who these people are. It's ridiculous. Here's another one. Beautiful young man. 22-year-old Marcus Dickey, a football player at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. He died. Oh, you know what? That one, he was killed. Forgive me on that one. I pulled up the wrong one. Here, this is the one I wanted you to see. Okay. He just gets done working out, and he falls over dead. 15 years old. Don't tell me there ain't folks out there, folks, that are looking to wreck in the situation, because you can rest assured you know what's there. But this is, again, just making clear, this is the sugar water that Alex Jones was promoting on the behalf as a CIA agent or affiliate, a stooge, let's just call him for what he is. He has handlers. He's told what to do. And it's by the way, David Knight told us this. Who used to work with Alex. He was told what to do in many cases. He was told what to talk about. And we can get him back on the show again if people would be pleased to do so. I'm bringing this up, folks, because people need to understand who they're promoting, who they're airing. Here's another one. Just the sugar water. There was over a 40% increase in pilots dying early before these said mandatory retirements, age of 65 in 2021, before they were actually mandated. Sudden death, incapacitations soar among COVID-jabbed airline pilots. But folks, it's, again, as Alex said, trust him. Take him for face value. Take him for face value, friends. 30 million people dead, and Alex wants you to believe that somehow or another, folks, it's just sugar water. That's all it is. Don't worry about it. Okay? So for those that are out there whining about what I'm highlighting right now, you can call in and tell me thanks anytime you'd like to. You can call it what you will. But this has been out there for years and years and years concerning the likes of Alex Jones. And it's not just him. It's Sean Ryan. It's Tucker Carlson. It's your controlled operatives that are being put in place to influence people. In other words, to confuse the people. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Yeah, so don't whine to me about the truth. It's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. Yeah, we get tired of babies, really. You know, I unsubscribe from you, Bradley, because, you know, what you said about this other controlled operative, Mr. Nick Fuentes, you know, he didn't say Mary, he said marriage, right? No, you know, bye. Seriously, bye. I mean, you're just like a bunch of entitlement babies that act the way that you act at times. It's seriously embarrassing. So let's go to the... Let's go to something I wanted to share with you before the end of the show. Have you guys seen the new flag in Minnesota? People know what it is. It's not a secret here in the state of Minnesota. But did you know that installed Tim Walz and installed Keith Ellison, who are doing their best to overthrow the law, they were the ones that have just said, you know what, let's get a new flag going here. Yeah, let's get a new flag. Here, look at this. They went from the Minnesota flag to the Somalian flag. And they call it the Minnesota flag. Well, just to show you that the people didn't vote for it, it was never given to the people to vote for it. As a matter of fact, many counties in the state of Minnesota are refusing to fly the flag. And rightfully so. They never had a lawful right to change it. The guy that designed the flag... He's totally, in so many different ways, stands against who we are as a constitutional republic. In other words, he's an effeminate little, what they would call liberal today, which within itself is a good word. But what they did is they took the time. Alpha News actually went out and asked the people what their thoughts were, just to show you. It's not the people. It's the government doing it. Then the media comes into play, and then they want you to believe that they're talking on your behalf. Well, what happens when you actually ask the people, what do you think of the new flag? What do the people say? What do they say? Just the exact opposite. It's like the politicians. When people say, oh, look, at they keep voting these people in. They're not voting them in, dummy. They're not voting them in at all. They're being installed, and then the media is there to try to convince you by bolstering numbers and falsifying polls through voter fraud, trying to convince you of a lie, and then you're out there spread promulgating the message that the mainstream media told you. Well, they lied to you. You're lying on their behalf, and what you're doing is instilling fear into other people to stand up against it. Again, if they had the numbers, you wouldn't be here right now. If they had the support that they wanted you to believe that they have, they wouldn't be, you wouldn't be free to do the right thing. Do you understand me? It's all through deception that this is happening. I want to get over to this. I want you to listen to this. People asked at the Minnesota State Fair what they think of the new flag. Listen to what they compare it to, and listen to what their response is.
Minnesotans got a new state flag. Yep. Do you like it?
I don't. I love the old-fashioned one.
Absolutely not.
It's a little more boring.
I absolutely despise it.
I literally never even, like, look at the flag. Like, it doesn't bother me, so I don't really care that we changed it.
I thought that the old flag was great. I think there's a lot of history. We don't need a new flag.
I do like the new flag.
Yeah,
do you
she's
think
a
the
lunatic.
Old flag was racist?
Look at her.
I mean, it could be. I'm not, like, really a buff in history.
I don't think it was racist.
I do not, personally.
Absolutely not. It showed everything that Minnesota was. How can that be racist?
Absolutely not. It's beautiful. It showed off what Minnesota's truly about.
The old flag really didn't represent Native Americans properly. It means it made it seem
she's
like Native Americans
kicking,
were riding off into
right,
the sunset.
We get that.
I like the old one. I didn't see a need for the new one.
Does the new flag remind you of anything?
Yeah, the Somali flag.
Do you listen to this, friends?
I'm going to say this small little country that's trying to take over our metro area.
It reminds me of the Somali flag.
I think it looks more like a Somalian flag. It does not represent Minnesota whatsoever.
Okay.
Oh,
I never
think
heard
that's
that.
An issue.
And, you know, I mean, they spent a lot of people spent time researching and figuring
nonsense.
Out there were a lot of Minnesotans who weighed
the
in.
Brainwashed.
And this is the one, the flag we picked.
Yeah, I think it should have been brought to an election instead of being forced down our throat.
The DFL-controlled Congress pushed it through like on their agenda, and I think it was ridiculous.
We should have the traditional flag come back and stay that way.
Okay, so folks, again, what are the people saying? Do you understand? See, when you get a microphone and you get a camera and you actually go out and talk to people, you're going to find out how much the mainstream media and politicians working hand in glove together are lying to you. They're force-feeding you a narrative that is untrue. Here, I'll tell you this, too. In the state of Minnesota, I know people are talking about how they're trying to Somalize this place, which they are. There's no question about it, because they're bringing them in here purposely, and they're colonizing throughout the United States, by the way. But and they're doing it strategically. But I want you to understand that they don't have the numbers that they want you to believe that they have. When you go to the Minnesota State Fair, friends, there's 3 million people there. You're seeing a very, very, very small portion of those that claim that they're taking over Minnesota. And I know that that's their end aim. That is an act of treason on the behalf of Ellison, Walls, and everybody else has gone that direction, along with the mainstream media, who must be held accountable for their lies. They don't have a right to lie. That is not a part of the confine, friends, or the definition of what free speech is. You don't have the right to do the wrong thing, and that includes lying. So, anyways, folks, let's get our game on, because we have everything going for us. The wind's behind us. The Lord's behind us, first and foremost, and we have the law on our side to deal with these people, so let's lawfully do it. And let's get smart about what's going on there, so we can be like the sons of Issachar, who knew the times and can bring about righteous change in Jesus' name. Love you about what we do. Talk to you later. See ya.